At the end of the meal, we were eating dessert, and my great aunt Maddie took a slice of the pie that I had made, and she tasted it, and she said, "Who made this?" And I said, "Well, that's my pie that I brought." And she said, What is this? What is in this?" And I told her, "Well, this is the green-striped Koshaw squash that I grew." She said, "It tastes just like my childhood. I haven't had this squash since I was a child." And she made other people in the family come over to taste the pie. And that's when she told me that it was now my job to continue to grow the squash and always bring the pie. And I took that as a charge to also continue to save those seeds and keep them in the family so they wouldn't be lost again.
That was Amira Mitchell speaking, founder and owner of Sista Seeds, a Black woman-owned seed business based in the Lehigh Valley. Formally registered in 2021, Sista Seeds grows and sells seeds tied to stories of Black history kept through generations. In this podcast, we'll explore Amira Mitchell's story and ask the question, what does it mean to reclaim your relationship with the land, and when that land holds both trauma and tradition, and how is this done? So first, we'll start by looking at what is it that shapes a person's connection to land and their relationship with food, and how does that continue through their life and impact where they go with their career and their values? So in Amira Mitchell's case, she grew up in Massachusetts, and she spent a lot of time outdoors with her mom and her brother, hiking in the Blue Hills hiking area. And in a lot of interviews, she notes that she spent a lot of time pretending that she was a park ranger and that she knew identities of all the plants and animals. So she had a very early positive relationship with nature. She also spent a lot of time with her mom telling her about personal history specific to their own family and Black culture. And her parents originally didn't love the idea of her becoming a farmer, especially due to the trauma and damage associated with agriculture in the Black community. And she also had a good relationship with her grandmother, who grew up on a farm in Georgia. And when she would come visit, she taught Mitchell how to garden, which gave her a love for being outside. And this early exposure to a relationship with the earth, both with her grandmother and her mom and her brother hiking, is really important because it's continued with her throughout her life. And this is why positive early childhood experiences in nature are so important. It's because they shape the future's values. And her first real experience with farming was through a summer youth program in Boston called the Food Project. And this was her first job when she was 14, and she continued working there all through high school. The article Meet the Farmer, Amira Mitchell of Sista Seeds from Pennsylvania Eats by Emily Kovach quotes Mitchell on her experience, quote, "It came at a challenging time in my life, and the farm became the sanctuary, and I attached myself to agriculture. I caught the bug and decided I wanted to be a farmer." So after this, she attends Spelman College for environmental science beginning in 2011. And she studied abroad in both Panama and Brazil in food connection programs, representing a departure from traditional education and a wider lens to view the relationship between land and people. And she eventually left school before graduating and began working on farms. She took on some landscaping jobs and joined a few nonprofits focused on agricultural work. But what really shifted her perspective was a conversation with Ben Burkett, a fourth-generation Mississippi farmer and advocate for Black farmers' rights at a farmers' conference about seeds and the concept of saving seeds. And specifically, he brought up the need for more Black seed producers. Kovach quotes Mitchell in the same PA Eats article, "The need for seed sovereignty wasn't just a need for other communities and other countries, but an issue that my own community faces and historically has faced. And it was something that I could be a part of solving," unquote. So this kind of introduced farming as more of an ancestral calling for Amira. And the availability of so many resources played a huge role in Mitchell's connection with land and building of community. The resources like the Food Project and people like Ben Burkett don't appear accidentally and are a part of a larger food justice effort that needs support to stay alive. Mitchell continued to build upon this existing community that she had found with her own seed career. In 2018, she moved to Philadelphia to work at True Love Seeds. The article Food for Thought, Amira Mitchell on Farming, Community, and Change from Edible Philly by Aaron Negley cites Mitchell, quote, "I came to Philadelphia because it does have such a rich community of black and brown farmers in the city and black and brown-led farming organizations." And at True Love Seeds, she learned about seed keeping as an apprentice seed grower. And during the same time, she earned a BS in horticulture from Temple University. During the same time as well, she was seed keeping resident in 2021 at Greensgrove Farm, which has now been shut down, and developed a curriculum for future seed growers. Seed saving itself is part of a larger cultural and historical practice that has been present for centuries. Here's a clip of Mitchell on seed saving from Temple University's YouTube channel.
Keeping, and to make that the focus of my agricultural career. And seed keeping is the practice of saving seeds for future generations that are culturally important, that have that cultural resonance and are important to communities historically and today. And seed keeping is also about preserving and sharing the stories that go along with that those seeds. Ever since I began farming, agriculture has always been an opportunity for me to both connect with the land and also to connect with my ancestry. And as an African-American woman, connecting with my African ancestors, those who were enslaved and those who were in Africa, has been a really important part of healing myself, healing trauma within myself. And so, for me, seed keeping was that logical next step that allowed me to deepen my agricultural and ancestral practice in a way that allowed me to carry on those traditions of my ancestors before me, who were farmers and seed keepers themselves.
Seeds are both physical things and symbols of life. Through seed keeping, both traditional and modern, people are rethinking and pushing back against harmful effects of colonialism. Black history has deep ties to seed saving. Keeping seeds through generations was an act of resistance. Today, seed brands like Mitchell Sista Seeds seek to collect these same seeds held onto for generations and ensure their production and cultivation. Seed saving isn't only about remembering past, but carrying that resistance into the present and the future, as well as remembering the stories that come with it. Seed saving requires an even deeper connection to produce than traditional regular farming, because it connects the farmer to the crop through every stage of life. And Sista Seeds itself is the embodiment and accumulation of the experience that Amira Mitchell has had throughout her life. And the business isn't only a tool for revenue, but also for empowerment. It was formally registered in 2021, and in its first year, the seeds for Sista Seeds were farmed on an acre of land as part of the Seed Farm Incubator Program in Emmanuel, which allows small farmers to get started before buying their own land. But beginning a seed company isn't a quick task, as seeds aren't available for harvest until the end of the first season. So Mitchell relied on crowdfunding to get through her first season of harvest. So she began farming in the spring of 2022 and started selling seeds in the beginning of 2023. So how does she choose which seeds to grow? She really prioritizes seeds that carry cultural and historical weight. Specifically, her own great-grandfather grew Kushaw squash, which is among the crops she grows and sells. And this variety was originally carried by enslaved Africans and their descendants into southern Appalachia. She makes it a goal to follow seeds and the stories they tell through generations. She also is open to requests from community members if they have a personal connection to a specific variety. And she is always actively seeking seeds, especially those saved by Black people. And on her farm, she uses her wealth of knowledge to educate farmers and generally interested people. She's hosting farm tours, work days, and classes to teach non-beginner farmers about the specifics of seed saving to be applied to their own farms. Her next steps within Sista Seeds is finding land of her own. Now that the farm is in a predominantly white area, she would like to move her farm to an area with more of a Black community and have her own land. She is still seeing seeds as empowerment and as resistance, and she is doing her best with her seed company and kind of getting the word out there as much as she can to spread the word about seeds as resistance. And there's a lot of ways that we can get involved now that you have a background about the importance of seed keeping. Listeners can practice this in your own lives. It's a very simple process. You're going to harvest seeds from whatever vegetables you have, clean and dry them, make sure they're dry, and you can store them in an airtight container in a cool, dry place and make sure to label it well. There are a lot of resources out there for specifically how to seed save. There's a good video on Soulfire Farms YouTube channel. There's also a good article from Seattle Urban Farm Company. There's also lots of seed swaps. Check out your local community, see what's available for you. Do research and see what is around you. Educate yourself and support Amira Mitchell and Sista Seeds at their online store. Thanks for listening.